Here's a startling thought. America could provide universal health care, ensure every full-time worker earns a living wage, and put exceptional teachers in every struggling school, all for just 2% more of our national budget. That's roughly $200 billion, or 2 cents on every federal dollar. Not a fantasy, not a distant dream, but an achievable reality that leaders from Wesley Clark to Barack Obama to Mitch Daniels found compelling. Yet we remain trapped in a political theater where both parties perform concern while offering solutions disconnected from actual problems. As baby boomers barrel toward retirement, threatening to consume every available dollar, we face a choice: tackle our challenges together with modest resource shifts, or keep pretending until everything explodes. The power is closely divided, the moment for bipartisan action has arrived, but most Americans don't realize we're just 2 cents away from transformation.
Our political culture is deeply broken. Neither party offers genuine strategies for our biggest crises, proposing solutions utterly disconnected from reality. Consider healthcare. In 2000, Bill Bradley proposed spending $50 billion yearly to cover all 40 million uninsured Americans, cheaper than George H.W. Bush's 1992 proposal, yet Bradley faced condemnation as a fantasist, while Bush's identical approach was simply dismissed. Our ambitions have actually shrunk as we've grown wealthier. Education reform fixates on testing while ignoring the teacher crisis in poor neighborhoods. Politicians mandate quality teachers in every classroom without funding to make it possible. Without hundreds of thousands of talented teachers in our toughest schools, debates over standards and charters are largely theater. The living wage debate has devolved into inadequate liberal baby steps versus conservative sidesteps. After a decade of activism, living wage ordinances cover perhaps 250,000 workers, a fraction of the 25 million full-time workers earning near-poverty wages. America's razor-thin political margins create paralysis. Narrow majorities force both parties to focus on swing voters rather than bold solutions. Democrats carry scars from the 1993-94 healthcare fiasco, which cost them congressional control. Republicans claim concern for the disadvantaged while pouring billions into the unreformed Pentagon. The media contributes through stenography, faithfully reflecting debate boundaries without challenging them. Money warps everything by putting sensible options off limits.
76 million retiring baby boomers threaten America's fiscal future. Our government has become an ATM state. 70% of federal spending flows to mandatory entitlements rather than investments. Public investment has dropped from 2.6% to 1.7% of GDP. Worker-to-retiree ratios are plummeting from 5-to-1 in 1960 to nearly 2-to-1 by 2040. Between 2010-2030, the workforce grows by 13 million, while Social Security recipients increase by 31 million. By 2030, 5 entitlement programs consume all available revenue, with $25 trillion in unfunded liabilities. Seniors wield outsized political power, 68% voter turnout versus 30% for young voters. Breaking this stalemate requires organizing around first principles, particularly luck, the pre-birth lottery of inherited genes, race, wealth, brains, talents, family values, and educational opportunities. John Rawls offered a framework, designing society from behind a veil of ignorance, where no one knows their future circumstances. From this perspective, people would agree on equality in basic rights and social inequalities arranged to benefit the least advantaged. Taking luck seriously doesn't require abandoning capitalism. It means ensuring equal opportunity and minimally decent lives through market-friendly mechanisms. When Seattle Democrat Jim McDermott and Louisiana Republican Jim McCreary explored bipartisan health care reform, both made surprising concessions. McDermott said he'd try practically anything after 30 years of decline. McCreary accepted more government intervention than I normally would to create a system with some vestige of market left. McCreary proposed government-provided basic coverage with market-driven premium options modeled on federal employee health plans. He advocated community rating, where everyone pays the same premium regardless of health status,
Insurers should compete on service and efficiency, not cherry-picking healthy customers. Their solution, a healthcare voucher system, providing income-based tax credits applied directly to premiums through certified private insurers. This would dismantle the $125 billion tax subsidy benefiting wealthy executives and redirect it to those truly needing help, achieving universal coverage while preserving market solutions at approximately $80 billion annually. Urban students lag 3 grade levels behind higher-income peers. While schools need many reforms, teacher quality is the single most critical factor. Research shows half the achievement gap stems from systematic differences in teacher quality, not poverty alone. The problem starts with education schools, widely viewed as third-tier programs. Most elementary teachers major only in education rather than subject matter, leading to widespread out-of-field teaching, where 18 million children are taught core subjects by teachers lacking even a minor in those fields. The market reality is stark. In 1970, a starting lawyer and teacher in New York had only a $2,000 salary gap. Today, that lawyer makes $145,000, while teachers earn roughly $40,000. Urban districts face a cruel disadvantage. Suburban schools offer higher pay, better conditions, and easier to teach students. A truly serious approach would make teaching poor children the career of choice. Raise base pay for every teacher in poor schools by 50%. Allow top performers to earn another 50%, and streamline dismissal of poor performers to a fair 4 to 6 month process. Starting teachers would earn $60,000 instead of $40,000, with the best eventually earning close to $150,000, making America's best teachers of poor children millionaires over their careers. This $30 billion annual investment represents just a 7% increase in K-12 spending, but would revolutionize how teaching is viewed. Funding universal healthcare, $80 billion. Teaching transformation, $30 billion, living wages, $85 billion, and other priorities totaling $200 billion requires strategic reallocation, not fantasy economics. Cut corporate welfare. Analysts estimate $90 to $125 billion annually in unjustified subsidies. Eliminating one quarter saves $25 billion. Tax excessive employer health benefits. The $120 billion annual tax break, 70% benefiting top earners, could yield $35 billion by taxing contributions above average. Redirect $30 billion from the $175 billion spent on inefficient means-tested programs. Shift half of Title I's $12 billion, $5 billion toward more effective uses. Eliminate $25 billion in backstop compensation to healthcare providers serving the uninsured. Universal coverage makes this obsolete. Implement a 60-cent per gallon gas tax, generating $60 billion annually while keeping prices below 1981 highs and half what Europeans pay. Scrap one-third of Bush's tax cuts for top earners, $70 billion annually. Adopt an Eisenhower-style defense plan, saving $50 billion from the $400 billion budget while still outspending China eightfold, Russia sevenfold, and Iran, North Korea, and Syria combined 23-fold. Orange County focus groups revealed swing voters readily connected issues like the uninsured, failing schools, and working poverty to national prosperity. Polling showed overwhelming support. 74% believed government should address the uninsured, 68% poor schools, 65% the working poor. Two frames resonated, positioning the agenda as a smart investment preventing long-term costs and emphasizing it as a priority shift, leaving government smaller than during Reagan's presidency. Creating a 2% society requires rejecting cynicism. While conventional wisdom views healthcare and education as intractable, the 2% mindset recognizes these problems have answers requiring only modest resource reallocation. Picture this transformed America. No emergency room primary care or medical bankruptcy fears. Teaching attracts top talent toward neediest students. Low-wage workers receive guaranteed health coverage, good schools, and living wages. This America meets aging challenges while enhancing global standing and inspiring appreciation for civilized freedom, producing both growth and justice with lower taxes and higher job creation than other advanced nations. We're 2 cents away. The only question is whether we have the courage to reach into our pocket and pull out the change that changes everything.